And then...
1156?
Yeah, the last thing is 1156, and we have four present.
Accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $2,053,728 from the Department of Homeland Security through its Federal Emergency Management Agency for the purchase of new self-contained breathing apparatus.
Commissioner Saltz.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, we're very happy that FEMA has chosen Portland to Portland Fire and Rescue for a grant to help us purchase new self-contained breathing apparatus for all of our firefighters. And with that, I'll turn it over to Chief Myers.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Mayor and Commission. My name is Mike Myers. I'm the Fire Chief for the City of Portland. To my right, I have a couple of individuals that assisted us with this grant. I'd like to recognize them, Deborah Harrison, Gordon Williams, and Jay Guo. Absent is Deputy Chief Sarah Boone. She is out of the country, or she would be here as well. The purpose for the legislation is to accept, authorize, and appropriate a grant in the amount of $2,053,728 from the Department of Homeland Security through its Federal Emergency Management Agency for the purchase of new self-contained breathing apparatus, SCBA. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, requires that the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH, certifies SCBA is used in any immediately dangerous to life and health IDLH atmosphere. This includes emergency responses to uncontrolled releases of hazardous substances and emergency operations covering interior structural firefighting. PFNR last purchased full SCBA sets in 2002 and have upgraded several parts of the equipment to remain in compliance with the National Fire Protection Association and NIOSH standards. It is no longer a viable option to upgrade pieces of the equipment to meet these standards. The grant will provide replacement of essential personnel, protective equipment, and all PFNR firefighters. I want to thank you for hearing the legislation this morning. My hope is that we can support the $2 million grant.
Chief, could you remind me, in last year's budget, I know we did the name of the apparatus, but the pull-ups. What did we fund any new breathing apparatus as well?
We did. So we met together in a budget hearing probably in April. Sarah Boone was here with Division Chief Ken Burns and showed you the SCBA apparatus. You allocated approximately $2.4 million. It was broken up into these three parts: $600,000 from the general fund discretionary, $1.1 million in general fund capital set aside, $700,000 carryover from PFNR's 2017-2018 budget year. So just to set the scene, at the time, we discussed the total amount, approximate amount that we thought the SCBAs would cost. It was about a $3 million coverage. We were able to come up with those three different buckets to provide about $2.4 million of dollars, and we were going to look for some other avenue. We knew we had a grant out with the Assistance for Firefighters. We weren't confident that we would win that grant. About a month ago, we did. So we now have the $2 million from FEMA. We still need to cover the $1 million gap to meet the $3 million total purchase price. And if you recall, Mayor, one of the issues that you made very clear to me was that the reason we were in this situation is over the past 10 to 15 years, Portland Fire Rescue had not established a capital replacement fund for these SCBAs, and I was bringing it to you at the last minute with the intent that this would not happen again. So we are in a position today where I'm very proud of the team that they went out. It was a competitive grant. We found the dollars. We were able to receive $2 million today. That's a big win. I'm excited about that. I think we probably all are. We still have $1 million that we need to cover the total cost, and I would still encourage some thought about building some capital replacement fund going forward so that in 10 to 15 years I'm not here. Well, whoever will be here at that time won't be in the position that I was in last year.
Thank you. Commissioner Fritz.
And my understanding from the City Budget Office is that that decision will be made in the spring bump, that we will decide whether fire gets to keep that, whether it comes back to other maintenance needs, whatever, but that at that time they'll know exactly how much the breathing equipment cost, and therefore that's the time to true it up and make that decision.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you. All right. Is that the end of your presentation?
That's the end of the presentation, Mayor. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Is there a public testimony on this item?
Yes, I think some of them have left. Lightning, Robert West, Star Stoffer, Maggie, can't read this other name, and Charles Bridge Crane.
Okay. Is there somebody who thinks they're on the list but didn't hear their name read? Okay, very good. You're up, Maggie.
Okay, I get 6 minutes because you skipped over me dealing with the citizen with the bird.
You get 3 minutes.
So please don't start my time yet. I can't breathe because I'm in SAFES, Salvation Army Female Emergency Shelter, which is America's train to Auschwitz. And the reason is we have people in there, they go older folks who go get their vaccines, and then they get sick because they get all their vaccines at once, and then they get a fever, and then everybody gets sick. And so now, can you please, like, pay attention, Ted? You know, that's not very respectful. You talked about respect at the beginning of your time. And that's not respectful to talk while I'm talking.
Could we just stop the clock for a second, please?
I just wanted
to explain that I noticed that you didn't speak when it was your turn. You were actually called, but you chose not to speak. So I'm sure the mayor will keep that in.
It wasn't a choice on my part. It was Ted's.
I'm sure the mayor will keep that in mind as you do this testimony. And that was what I wanted to bring to his attention.
Thank you.
So I get my 6 minutes? Okay.
No, you do not get 6 minutes.
I get this time to talk about...
Were you not sitting in the chamber when the attorney read the council rules? Were you sitting in the chamber?
Yes, I was.
And what did he say about public testimony and how long public testimony is?
I'm on for communications. I'm on that piece of paper.
Your name
that
is called. Was your name called? Carla,
was
her name called?
No.
You were not on that communication.
Are you M. Goodwin?
I was here
for Laura
when
Hunnell?
Yes.
No, it was only Ms. Hunnell who was on that communication.
Because you went out with the lady with the bird, and
I did.
When you came back, you did not, no one called me.
She was not listed as an individual communications, and she was not on Ms. Hunnell's communication request.
Okay, you were not on today. Sorry. But continue. We're already wasting enough time. Just continue your testimony.
So, everybody's sick in there. Everybody's got viral bronchial thing. And we can't breathe. And so it's great that firefighters will get, you know, apparatuses so they can breathe. But I would like to breathe. All the people in SAFES would like to breathe. And every year the health department from Washington, D.C. says, oh, everybody's flying in on planes, and that's why everybody's getting sick. No, it's coming from the shelters. So, you know, all those babies getting whooping cough, that's coming from the shelters. And, Ted, if you do this and this, it doesn't go away. So the next thing I would like to go on to is a couple weeks ago, I spoke to you about a woman who was excluded because her bed wasn't paid for. So it turns out that after 2 days of being out in the freezing cold...
We've played this game numerous times.
No, this is not a game.
It's not relevant. You're wasting everybody's time. Stick to the issue at hand.
Okay.
Please. I've asked you what,
we can't
50
breathe
times
in there
in the
because
last month.
You know our microbiome is destroyed by all the cleaning products and the dial in there, and that goes on in the stomach and on the skin, and then you get asthma, and we can't breathe. So I would like some of that Homeland Security money to go towards women being able to breathe in the shelter.
Thank you.
Good morning, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, and I'd like to congratulate Point Fire and Rescue for finding this funding opportunity and going through and successfully getting the bizarrely $2,053,728 interesting total there. But even though we had great results in the Oregon local election and the the federal situation is less depressing. I hope that voters and citizens and yourselves, when you talk with us, will say it's kind of absurd that tax money has to leave Oregon, go through the Department of Homeland Security, and come back in grants so that we can finance contained breathing apparatus for local firefighters. It's great that we're astute and on the ball here in this municipal government and can chase down that $2 million, but the idea that we're not exactly dependent, we could have found the money elsewhere, but on the overall idea of good governance, which of course I hope you're great advocates for, you've said so in the past, it's just a mess, and it's one of the things that I think is deluding some of these red voters into making crazy choices, that the Department of Homeland Security collects tax money through the IRS, it goes to Washington, D.C., and now it filters down here to become the $2 million we need so that our firefighters can have safe, up-to-date breathing apparatus. I'm kind of glad that there wasn't a capital fund that took care of this with our local money, and we found this money, but you know, things aren't going to get better in the bigger picture until we find a way to really shrink some of the federal funding monstrosity and have revenue models where Oregon money stays in Oregon and serves Oregon citizens without layers of bureaucratic shenanigans. But thank you to the team that the chief congratulated and the lucky one that's on vacation or doing interesting work out of the country for finding this $2 million to get from the feds. We live in a state that doesn't have any major military bases, so sometimes I think Oregon gets a short shift on the whole federal tax scheme picture. Thank you, Portland Fire and Rescue, and commissioners for voting yes to grab this money. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good.
So,
thank you. Please call the roll. No, you may not. Please call the roll.
Hugh Daly.
Well, I remember this conversation.
Excuse me, ma'am. You are in violation of... No, you're being very rude to everybody else in this chamber who has waited their turn. You got your time. You signed up and you got your time. Now either be quiet or leave. Sorry. Continue.
Is Chief Meyer still in the room? Oh, there you go. No, you don't have to come back. I was just going to say, I remember this conversation. I'm glad you found the money, although I question if you really need a breathing apparatus, because I think you've read your presentation without taking a breath. So I'm very happy to vote aye.
Fritz.
I'm glad to see that the good work of Portland Fire and Rescue won over the abusive rhetoric coming down about sanctuary cities and how no federal money is going to come to us, that in fact good sense prevailed, that this is a worthy cause, and I'm particularly glad that we're going to have that discussion in the fall bump as to whether this should start a maintenance fund for Portland Fire and Rescue or whether there are other needs that the money should go to. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thanks to Chief Myers and all the people at Portland Fire and Rescue for chasing down this grant and winning it. That's a great win, and we're really happy to accept it. And I do think that, for what it's worth, this is an opportunity for Portland Fire and Rescue to establish a capital reserve fund, which is very necessary so we can avoid situations like this where we have very predictable capital replacement needs but no fund being set aside to help pay for those needs. So this is an opportunity that will be, the council and the spring bump will have that opportunity to consider. Aye.
Wheeler.
Good work, Chief. Appreciate your planning, your team. You're trying to put some foresight into this. You're trying to plan in advance for significant capital expenditures. I did admonish you last year during the budget process to do that. And once again, you deliver, and I appreciate it. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted, and we are blissfully adjourned.
Blissfully.